Well, hello everybody, it is yours truly, Greg McLean. Now, for those of you that are not familiar with who the hell I am, who the hell is this guy? Let me explain. As I said, my name is Greg McLean. I am the owner-operator, CEO of a company called Logistics Etc. That's Logistics Etc. That's ETC there for the end, kind of like wings, etc. If you're here in the Midwest, you know what the hell I'm talking about. Anyhoot, that is who I am. I am the CEO of Logistics Etc. We are a freight broker, a 3PL. We move freight. That's what the hell we do. And I also have owned various other businesses throughout my lifetime. And for those of you who actually are going, hey, I wonder how old this guy is. He sounds all senile and shit. And he where the hell is he coming from? Okay, I'm 61 years old. A bit off my rocker. I think outside the box. I'm not exactly one that the mainstream of the business world embraces, but I've always been one that believes just be yourself. If people like you, that's great. If they don't, well, that's fine too. Less people you got to deal with, because the smaller you keep that circle, the better off in the long run you actually are. Now, this is my first podcast. Uno number one. Okay, I don't have any clue of speaking Spanish, so why even attempt? Anyhoot, but what I face every day is people ask me, how the hell do you start your own freight agency? What made you get into this business? Why in the world would you want to get into this business of moving freight? Well, I was a truck driver for many a years, and got beat the hell going up and down the highways. It's a very tough industry. I put in my 10 to 15 years, came off the road to get in better health, and opened up my own freight agency. So what I want to do is kind of see what we can do to help others start their own freight agency. And I'm sitting here reading a message of how the hell now you can lock this device in, and apparently we have now done that. So a lot of people that I talk to on a daily basis want to know how you start your own freight agency. And the first question you want to really answer and research is, do you want to open up your own agency or work under someone else's agency? And the difference is, if you own your own agency, you have to purchase your own broker authority, your own MC number, and then you have to commit to a $75,000 bond, and that bond assures anybody that you do business with on the carrier side that their ass is going to get paid whether you want to pay them or not. It's kind of a security bond. That's the purpose of that, and we'll get into the actual legalities of that and the bonuses of that security bond down the road. So that's the things on a larger scale that you would be responsible for owning and operating your own agency. And of course, then again, you get all the profits working under someone else's authority and so under someone else's agency. They have to get the license, they have to get the bond, They do all the credit checks on your customers. They do all the collections. They will do all of the back office shit that you're going to have to do after you work 8 to 10 hours a day on the phone doing your sales pitch. That's the advantage of working under someone else's agency authority. That's what I've always done. And it's, if nothing else, it is a time saver. To me, it is worth every penny of it. For instance, some agencies will pay you 60-40, some will pay you 70-30. There's even some out there paying 80-20. The more you make, yeah, that sounds good, the more work you're going to wind up doing on the back end. They'll stick you with a lot of bullshit. So I go with a 60-40 split, and I am never hassled whatsoever with the company that I'm tied in with to do any of the back office stuff. So I can concentrate on doing what I do best, that is making money and making sales calls. Okay, so that's the first thing you have to decide, is which you would prefer to do. The second thing is, now this is going to be something that a lot of these big shots, suit and tie geeks, corporate pinheads will argue with me about. They do all the time. Because if you go in as a freight agent and actually go into someone else's office and work with them, because you need to gain some experience, so they won't take you underneath their wing as a freight, an independent freight agent. They'll hire you as an office person there, and you'll kind of more or less be an employee. But I have always pushed, you have to build your carrier base first. Build your carrier base first. And here's why. It's really simple. You can go out and get a shitload of customers, okay? You can go out and get some big hootin' ass customers. What are you going to do? What are you going to do when you get those? You got to find yourself some carriers. And then what happens if you can't find the carriers? Or it takes you so long to find the carriers to cover your freight that you've now committed to, that your customers getting upset. And excuse me, drawbacks of doing your first podcast. Okay, so build your customer or build your carrier base first. Decide what you're going to do. See where you're going to start at. Are you going to start local, which I recommend? Okay, you got to find your niche. That's the first thing you got to do. Find your niche. Are you going to do flatbeds? You going to do dry vans? You're going to do reefers? Oh, no, you're going to do all of them. You're going to be everything to everybody. Okay, then go out and find all your carriers that are going to haul your flatbed loads, your dry van loads, and your reefer loads. Okay, if you want to be everything to everybody. Okay, now I recommend finding your niche. Either do flatbed freight, dry van freight, reefer freight. And then find your niche inside your niche. Now, you'll say, what do I mean by that? Great. Hey, what do you mean by that? Well, what I mean by is you do what I had done and do all the time. Is you find your niche. Mine happens to be flatbeds. Okay, I'll do flatbeds all day long, all week long, all month long, all year long, year after year. Okay, then I found a niche inside that niche, and that niche being steel. Okay, so I'm kind of your go-to guy when it comes to, you got a bunch of steel you need moved on a flatbed, you're going to call my company, Logistics, etc. Okay, so you find your niche inside your niche. But I highly recommend not doing all freight for everyone, because then you're just like everyone else. You're not special. You don't stand out to anybody. Okay, now I stand out. Everybody knows, hey, you need a flatbed, you're around Fort Wayne, call Greg, Logistics, etc. 260-246-9293. I gave myself my own plug and my own damn podcast. There you go. Okay, so find your niche and then find a niche inside that niche. Gonna run reefers? Okay, what kind? Okay, personally, right off the top of my head, I'd be thinking I want to find frozen foods that are going to go to nothing else but individual grocery stores, the actual stores. Don't want to deal with the warehouses or distribution centers because you get tied up there forever. That's another story. We'll get to that later. But that's what I'm saying about finding a niche inside your niche. Okay. All right, let me backtrack Trace here a little bit. Get a CRM tool, customer relations management tool. You'll be able to track all your contacts, all your prospects, keep everything in order instead of using those old stick-em-up notes. If you've got a pack of stick-em-up notes right now, oh, do yourself a favor. Throw the son of a bitches out and get a CRM tool. The only way to properly keep track of your contacts is with a customer relations management tool. Folks, I'm going to suggest you go to PipeDrive, P-I-P-E-D-R-I-V-E, PipeDrive. That's the system I use. Depending upon the scale that you want to get into, it's between $15 to, I believe, I don't know, maybe up to $149. And I think I'm right in at about $49. So, I mean, it's an excellent deal. And it will fit for that $49 or $50. It will fit your needs, especially just getting started. Okay. The next I would suggest. Son of a bitch. Oh, you fucking... All right, folks. Oh, problems with the recorder. All right, we're going to assume this has all been done here. Okay, so we did the CRM. We did the flip ads. Oh, lordy shit. Okay, well, we're getting used to this new device here. And it's a screwed up mess. All right, now you've got your carriers in line, you got your CMRS, your CRM tool, write yourself a script for your cold calls. Know what you're going to say before you make that first call. And also set one up that if the receptionist sends you back to the shipping manager doesn't answer the phone, it goes to voicemail, for God's sakes. Don't take a minute and a half to explain why you're calling. Get something wrote down for a voicemail, and you should be able to do that in between 20 and 30 seconds. Absolutely no more. Guess what's next, folks? Start calling your prospects. That's right. Get out and start calling your prospects. Now, decide whether you want to go out and see them. Excuse me. Or if you're going to call them. Now, if you're local, that's a choice, obviously. I mean, if you're going to start off local, which I recommend, then you have a choice whether you want to go out and see them or you want to cold call them over the phone. Folks, use the phone. Use the phone. You can go out and see one customer, and I can already have been on 7 or 8 calls. It's more beneficial, less costly, more productive to simply call your prospects. Okay? And then stick to a schedule. If you call them on Monday, they don't answer you, leave a message, give them a couple days, and then call them back. They don't call you back after that second call, call them back in 4 days. Then 8 days. Then 16 days. This is the schedule I keep. I go 2 days out, 4 days out, 8 days out, 16 days out, 30 and 30. And then, now you're about 4 months out now. If you haven't made connections in 4 months, that's it. The end.
So just remember, 2, 4, 8, 16, 30, 30. Maybe even go out another 60. Your attempts, for whatever reason, have came to an end. Move on to the next prospect. Okay? Do this with everyone. All right, folks. First podcast is coming to an end. It's going to be a little messy. Got some swearing and cussing in there because I thought I got cut off trying to get used to our new software. But apparently we have completed the podcast. Now we'll see how that goes. Folks, my name is Greg McLean, CEO, founder, logistics, etc. Drop me an email whenever the hell you want to. Greg at logisticsetc.com. Greg@logisticsetc.com. Folks, podcast number 2 coming up in just days, and hopefully yours truly will know his damn software a little bit better. But as long as you learn, you won. Have a good one.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.